Hello and welcome back to the Sigma Update, the show where we try to condense everything that's happened in the community over the last week, hopefully into under an hour. We fail often, but we try our hardest. I'm QX, and with me we have CW, of course. Hi, CW.
Hey, QX. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It's a pleasure to be here once again.
It's been a long time since we've been on screen together, like a whole 2 days, right?
Yeah. It was a pleasure to have you on our Hash It Out. That was fantastic to have a community member. And this is probably another open invitation to anyone if they want to jump on and talk about anything. By all means, reach out and we can sort of set something up. How was your experience jumping on the show?
You know, I will say, you know, at first it was a little intimidating to be there and think, gosh, what the hell am I going to talk about? What am I? That kind of thing. But once you get moving, you guys are so good at just absorbing any part of that conversation or questions and rehoning the conversation to anything. It's so flexible and such a fun experience. I would really recommend it for anybody, even if you're a little scared about it. Don't be. It's a really, really fun experience.
Yeah, we don't bite, and it's a very, very loose sort of structure that we sort of run there as well. Like, we might have initially one sort of concept that we want to discuss, and then we just see where the conversation takes us. And I think that's sort of why a lot of people like viewing that one as well. So so what's happening now on this show today?
Oh, well, today let's jump right in. Let's try to keep it under an hour. We're going to go right through. Last time I edited this last week, I had a lot of cuts because we were right over time. But let's see if we can get this streamlined. So we'll start off with our first segment, Who's Who in the Community. And our first person up, I think I spoke about him a tiny bit the first episode we have with his Air Cube. It is HQER. And HQER, I remember specifically when he came into the ecosystem, he posted in Ergo, where was it? In the main Ergo platform chat. And he's like, hey, who do I talk to about getting permission to make a website that features a bunch of the Ergo community things? And people just jumped and said, nobody, just do it, yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
It's free reign, just do whatever you like.
You got it. And so he's been pretty much nonstop at building up AirCube, the website. I'll put a link down there. And talking to community members and kind of featuring their work. He's got a bunch of sections on the website where he has simple explanations of things. No matter what channel you're in, you'll usually see HQ pop up with something to say.
Yeah, for sure. He's very active, like alongside the ErgCube side of things. He's also doing a number of infographics and sort of design work for a number of projects and things throughout the ecosystem. And he's actually created a logo for myself as well. So I ran a little competition on Twitter, and ultimately he ended up winning that. That's going back sort of months now. So yeah, thank you very much for that one, mate.
What logo was that, CW?
The one I use on my channel when I do like a tutorial sort of setup. It's just basically two blocks with like a block C and a W inside of it.
Cool.
Very simple, but yeah, I love it.
Very cool. Yeah. So he's always in any channel. He spends a lot of time in the AI channel that I popped up the other day, honing his Dreambot skills. But yeah, you'll see him around.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Thanks very much for getting involved in the community. And it's fantastic to see. There's, like you mentioned at the start, there's no one to ask for permission for anything exactly. Like that. Like, I know he actually DM'd me to say to ask if I could use any of my content on ErgCube. I said, by all means, go for it.
Okay, next up we have Rust in My Eye. I always call him Rustin for short. I don't know why. It just seems easier. Where does he hang out, CW?
Well, should it be mentioned?
I don't know if you should mention that.
He's quite active in sort of Baseless and Gulag. He's actually the one who is behind the podcast side of things as well for the Ergo ecosystem. So it was his idea, once again, sort of stemming on the basically the permissionless side of things and getting interactive and contributing to the community. He ran with the idea to create a podcast. And basically that is bringing all the audio from the AMAs and the weekly developer updates, et cetera, from the main platform and putting that in podcast form. But also he's doing that with Hash It Out and this video series as well.
He is. And the funny thing about that is I was, you know, it's a 9 gigabyte file when this gets pumped up to YouTube in 1080p format. So I leave it and I walk away and I come back. And I was on my phone away from my computer, ready to, you know, put in chapters and that kind of thing. And I get a tweet that I'm tagged in, and Rustin already has it converted to a podcast already up on his platform there. And I'm like, oops, I need to get my act together if I can beat him out with this kind of stuff. But he's super fast with that kind of stuff, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. I just send through a DM with a link and things, and yeah, it's just a couple of minutes and it's already up and ready to rock and roll, which is fantastic. Yeah. So thanks very much for running this initiative as well. It just provides all the content in a different media platform for people to be able to consume. So it's fantastic.
Exactly. And then go for it. You tell it, go for it.
Yeah, I was just going to sort of transfer it to you anyway, but I just saw a nice video that he actually posted in Gulag, I believe. So do you want to sort of elaborate on that one?
So I don't know, sometimes Gulag gets to be, you know, wholesome once in a while. Rare, it's rare, but it does. And he was saying that he was trying to get a full Ergo node running on his phone or some other device he had, but it wasn't working. He didn't have enough RAM, or it was too slow of a device. And I said, hey, I've got this Galaxy S8 Plus that has been sitting there for years. It's got a little crack in the screen, but I'll send it up to you. And the funny thing is, my sister was down in the States for the weekend. So I sent it up with her up north, and she mailed it to him. I have his address, and I told him I was probably going to murder him at some point. But literally, he picked it up today, and he just posted that video in Gulag. And what he's done is he's installed a Linux VM inside of the Galaxy S8 Plus. And inside that VM, he has run the full, you know, Zotero wallet or the node, whichever one he's using. I'm not sure which one he's using, but it's awesome. You pop out into the web browser and it shows the node syncing. I think it was at 0.67, the first video he sent, and he's going to keep us posted on if it syncs the whole day. But I mean, that's pretty cool. You have an old phone and it's got enough RAM and hard drive space. Just you can run a node yourself.
Yeah, well, think about the specs as well. Like I think people underestimate the power that phones have these days. And if you have a mobile device that's only a couple of years old, it probably outperforms a number of Pis and things like that as well in performance, in both like RAM and CPU cores and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, they're pretty powerful little devices these days.
Yeah, the S8 Plus was released, I just looked it up, 2017. And this thing's got 6 gigs of RAM and 128 gig hard drive. I mean, it's crazy that we're throwing out phones every 2 years just because we feel like it. These things can honestly last forever. It's insane. All right, we're getting a little long in the talk here. See, dude, we got to push it. All right, let's move on to dev updates for dummies. We may have to skip or go really fast through these kind of things. First one I want to mention is an NetBTC wrapping. Now, I know a lot of you guys are hearing about this and you question, you know, what's this compared to Rosen Bridge and that kind of stuff. Well, I believe an NetBTC is about ready to go into their private testnet with this. What this is their first iteration is essentially, and I'll put a video right here in the middle between CW and myself that they came out with. This first iteration is essentially them running the service. So they hold the keys to the Bitcoin wallet, they hold the keys to the EBTC wallet, and you go to their site and you'll see in the video that you essentially connect one, send tokens to another, and boom, you get the transfer right over there. As the steps go on, they'll start integrating more into the Rosen Bridge, but for now, that's as simple as it is. Well, simple as far as that goes. They're holding the keys, they do the transfer in their own app, and it goes from there. It's going to be a good kind of kick the tires at this kind of cross-chain thing, I guess you could say, to see how that goes and to see what's up as far as that goes.
Yeah, I believe in the latest update that they provided, they've actually given a little sort of, I think it's a three-step process as well of basically how they're going to integrate the bridge and everything like that as well. And just noting that the first iteration that you just mentioned is going to be sort of centralized and then just become even more decentralized as those steps progress as well. So just a little sort of disclaimer there for the community as well. And by all means, jump onto their website. They have a number of Medium articles and things like that to sort of process as well.
We sure do. All right, next one. We have the comment lottery.
Look at that puppy.
I'll give you one guess where he generated this image from.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not too sure. Please inform me.
No, he I saw these. He came into the AI Ergo channel that I made with the Stable Diffusion, and yep. he generated a few of these images. But I think they came out perfectly. It honestly looks like a stage picture, and he's got a couple of them. So the Comet Lottery is... It was a lot of fun if you like losing money, of course, like any other lottery. I think somebody once said it best that the lottery system is a tax for not rich people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, it's really straightforward. Make sure you have actually enough Comet in your wallet. It's, I believe, 250,000 Comet per ticket. You can buy one ticket, five tickets, or 10 tickets. If you don't have any Comet in your collected wallet, nothing's going to happen when I click the button. I discovered that the first. So then as a typical degen, I had to go to Spectrum and buy some Comet. Can't believe I just said that on video, but I did buy two erg worth of Comet so I could buy a ticket. And guess who won the first day? Do you remember who won the first day?
Oh, it's got to be rigged, surely.
He did.
It was Cotillier, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He swears it's not rigged. He swears yeah. it's not. He's like, the smart contracts are there for all of you to see. Meanwhile, we're like, okay, we're going to really read those.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's pretty funny how things work out as well. But it's great to see Comet doing something and having some utility here for their token. And yeah, it's fantastic and a nice little sort of thing for the community to get engaged with and have some fun with as well.
It is. I mean, Comet's really always comes out of the gate pretty strong with these kind of things. And just to mention from our guest last week, this was MG Pi who wrote the backend stuff for this. So, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, correct there.
All right, next one. What happened this week for developers for Fleet SDK CW?
So those who aren't aware, as you can see, you've got the screen up there. Fleet SDK is basically like a JavaScript library or software development kit to sort of build out JavaScript side of things for off-chain code and things like that for the Ergo side. But Captain Nemo this week announced in the developer update as well to have of integrating like a plugin system for Fleet SDK as well, which is fantastic to see.
That's hopefully going to bring on a lot more developers that can, you know, make these little plugins to pop into the thing. It's going to be, I mean, this kind of stuff, once I, you know, as I always say, it really lowers that barrier for entry for devs first coming on that they want to, you know, they might feel a little intimidated by writing directly and they can use this kind of thing for that.
Yeah, so it's got like things like transaction builders and all kinds of little bits and pieces, like little utilities there. But yeah, if anyone sees the need to be able to sort of integrate some sort of a library, whether it's through the SDK themselves or create the plugin and integrate it into SDK, by all means do so. And I believe Nemo also has Cafe helping with the documentation side as well. So basically simplifying and explaining the process of how to sort of run with Fleet SDK as well.
And for those of you who don't know, that's Cafe Bordeaux?
I think so, Bordeaux, yeah.
He's going to hate the way I pronounce that. Superior wordsmith. The man is absolutely gifted in that category. So he's done a lot of documentation all over across Ergo. So if you see something that's written very well and very thought out, then it could be Cafe.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's move to the last one. This will just take 2 seconds. Just want to note that Sky Harbor has worked on, and it's not released to the public yet, but they're working on their cart feature, which will allow you guys to go to Sky Harbor, click add to cart, 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 and buy a ton of goats or angels, or let's see, what else do we have?
There's lots of collections.
Tons of stuff. So you can buy a ton of NFTs at once with the cart feature, which is going to be really cool. Especially in a bear market where they're so darn cheap, as far as that goes, right?
Yeah, I've had a couple of shopping sprees on there, and the shopping cart feature may or may not be very helpful for myself.
All right, let's chat two more things before we bring on our guest. Let's chat about the Tuesday community chats. What are those, CW?
Yeah, so it's just like a weekly initiative to have community chats on a specific subject each week. We held one last week, which was on the subject of storage rent, which went really well. You're pretty active in there as well. Unfortunately for myself, it's extremely early in the morning. I can't sort of jump in there too often. So I need to get my beauty sleep, obviously. But yeah, it was good catching up on that discussion, and there's some really good questions raised and content then created by community members, such as even Kushti was in there answering questions on the subject of storage rent.
And that's a cool thing with these kind of chats. You can ask whatever you like. Don't feel stupid. I tried to ask stupid questions so you could see that it was okay to ask stupid questions. And exactly. Mark came on, Arminio came on, Kushti came on, some other core devs. It's just amazing. Yeah. You can get that in Ergo. But we just had that guy come into chat tonight, like an hour ago, right? They said, oh my gosh, this is so cool, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's these discussions and everything like that, do not feel intimidated by, like you just mentioned, don't feel stupid coming in and asking a silly question that in your mind think that might be a silly question, because there's a lot of nuances in regards to sort of the technology side of things behind Ergo. And we do a lot of things that other blockchains and things aren't doing. So there's a lot of unanswered questions and stuff like that. So if you yourself might have a question on a specific subject, by all means raise it, because I dare say a number of other people as well may not be informed. And it just helps that education and bringing awareness throughout the ecosystem as well.
Yeah, they may be too afraid to ask too. And even if you don't quite understand still after you answer the question, getting the question answered, ask again. There's such a myriad of personalities in the Ergo ecosystem for sure that you may get an answer from somebody that you don't quite understand. Yeah, follow up a little bit. That person may be done answering the question. Somebody else will come along and answer it some more for you and help clear it up even.
Yep, by all means. So they're held on Tuesday afternoons at 5 p.m. UTC. So by all means, jump on week to week and participate in those discussions. And there's a lot of knowledge out there to be sort of to pique people's interest and keep everyone sort of engaged. It's fantastic.
Do we know the subject of next week? Are we allowed to say it? Is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. I just haven't announced it yet. I'll try and do that on the day. But this one will be around proof of useful work and ASICs and FPGA resistance on the mining algorithm and things like that. So I've seen a number of sort of rumblings around the mining community and things like that as well. So it'd be great to be able to jump out there and discuss how resistance is achieved, for instance. And then even on the useful proof of work side, that's an interesting topic that a number of sort of blockchains have announced that they're integrating, such as Flux. And I believe IOHK released a research paper. It's an interesting topic, and be able to jump in there and sort of discuss the pros and cons and everything like that as well.
That's awesome. Cool. All right. One more thing before we go to our guest. Just in the community, and if you hang around the Ergo channel on Discord, if you're part of that, you'll see a little bit of chat on that. Most of it stays internally to the Sigmanauts, so, but just an update that we have, the community has drafted the Sigmanauts and help with SigCans as well, and some EF members have developed a mission statement and pushed it to vote. So it's currently in the voting process. We won't know if it's passed or not until the time comes. So that's kind of the mystery of how the voting process works. It's all hidden votes until it's revealed in the end. So that's exciting. It should be, I think, 7 days from Tuesday or 8 days from Tuesday. So excited to see that, to get started, at least to get a structure, a baseline down so that we can continue to push forward and have a piece of paper and a document saying what we stand for and what our goals are and that kind of thing. Always helpful.
Yeah, it's very important for any organization, whether it's non-for-profit, a community-run organization, or just anything like a company, things like that, having that mission statement. And it doesn't have to be at times very specific. It just has to be basically a mission, where you stand, where you want to achieve, what are your goals, or not so much your goals, but the morals visions, and everything that you help. Yeah, your visions. It's great to have that path forward and that foundation to build upon.
And once we vote that either in or out, if it's voted in, it'll be made fully public. We got to get a website. There's so much stuff we have to do. Goodness gracious.
Come on, mate, pull the finger out.
I know. Goodness gracious. All right, let's move on to our next guest. I'd like to welcome to the show our guest today, Sisyphus Push. Sisyphus Push, how are you doing today? Welcome.
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, doing great. Welcome. Thanks to have. It's great to have you on.
Okay. Why don't you tell us about how you got into Ergo?
I guess it was like a lot of people, through Cardano and hearing Charles speak about it. I've always approached blockchain and cryptocurrency from a philosophical view. So I see it in like these leaps. You started off with, Bitcoin and the impact to financial systems and economies and person-to-person payments. And then you have Ethereum. And for me, that was, how you can disrupt and revolutionize industry. And so like with every, technology, I'm looking for that next leap. And so there's something that Charles said that kind of intrigued me at first, which was Ergo is the philosophical successor to Bitcoin. And that kind of rang true and it got me to look into it a little bit. But at the time, there wasn't too much going on. As someone who isn't a dev, isn't attuned to a lot of things that might be happening behind the scenes. I didn't have a Discord account, so I wasn't necessarily privy to a lot of the conversation. I saw the SIG USD, but that had just coming off the Bear Whale saga. We had the auction house, but half the images didn't load. So there wasn't much for a user to really experience, especially when you've already interacted with the Ethereums and even at the time Cardano. So I kind of took a pause and got more into Cardano and what was going on there, but I started seeing some of the, at least for me, not red flags, but things that, I had concerns with just from a philosophical stance and how things operated as far as, a lot of closed source projects, stake pools and how that can kind of centralize power and voting and how funds are allocated and, the whole process behind that. So I gave Ergo, a second look, got into the manifesto and it rang true to me. And I started integrating more into the community, and I think for a lot of users in crypto, NFTs it is one of those avenues that's easily accessible, whether it's the visual artwork, the utility of playing games, or having a handle to easily access your wallet and share it. Those things connect with people, so that was an easy thing for me to connect with. And so that's what's kind of led me to Ergo and has me still in the ecosystem and looking forward to the future.
Well, CW, I think we can just print off the transcript and put it on the front page. We're done here.
Yeah, but the amazing thing is, these are things that, you hear throughout the ecosystem, right? From a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
People who just step in, people who have been here for, years now. It's a common feeling. So again, that's why I refer to it as a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, most definitely. Often call it like a gravitational force that Ergo has. And once it kind of has you, you're drawn in deeper and deeper and deeper. And you did mention about that integration into the community and things as well. You've been quite vocal on the Sigmanaut side as well and helping build out the governance side. Is that something you can elaborate on, please?
Sure. So the Sigmanaut program is interesting. It's still in its infancy. I kind of fell into it by chance. I was sleuthing around and, I kind of saw the program, didn't think much of it.
You were trying to figure out Discord, right, for the first time?
Well, this is actually on their website I first found it, right? I was getting into Discord with the NFTs, everyone's got their Discord servers. But I started to really look into Ergo. and figuring out what where my place can be. You know, Kushi says, take control, do whatever you want. It's permissionless. And, you know, you have to embrace that aspect of it. And just kind of stepping back for a second, because I think it's important for, I think, a lot of people who might come from other ecosystems. When I first came in here, it was hard for me to wrap my head around. There's no leader to rally around. There's no company or corporation that's driving the mission and the innovation and the direction of the project. It's community developers. It's people with a passion. And I can see where that's hard for people to really wrap their head around. Once you realize that, though, you want to actually do something. And so if you don't have the dev skills, you don't have the artistic skills, kind of where do you go, right? And that's kind of, you know, where I am. And I hear a lot of people in the community is like, how can I help, right? And honestly, I think my motivation and inspiration kind of reignited once you came into the SigmaKnot program, QX. So, because, you know, it's one of those things, like I saw the program had a lot of passionate people who are doing a lot of important things, but there wasn't necessarily a direction. There wasn't organization to it. And, you know, everyone kind of seemed to be in their own silos at times. And, you know, we would use a common message board, right? And that seemed to be the extent of it. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, myself and I know others within the program aspire it to be something more. And so going back to what Alex says, you know, to kind of take control and start doing things. And it's taken me some time to kind of get over really putting in work and not having my voice be like, you know, the predominant voice saying things. But at the same time, I figure if I can put some stuff out there and take feedback from people, you know, it's a good way to start building out the framework for it. So I think, we've been doing some good work the past couple of months in building, structure. And I think we got mission statement that's up for vote right now and starting to get some direction to it and things we can kind of build around and start being a good resource for the community.
Yep, very well said, mate.
I tend to get long-winded, so apologies.
And you bring some real life experience, right? With you're very pro union advocate with organization and that kind of thing. You bring a lot of that kind of experience, from what I remember.
I've worked with various unions, like the SEIU. I was involved in service industry union, organizing them. I worked with community organizations, one called ACORN that. Kind of did similar union work within communities to help them identify problems and build leadership within, you know, those communities and help achieve certain objectives. So worked for nonprofit sectors, worked for, you know, for-profit sectors. So I've seen different structures. I'm still learning, you know, decentralized structures. That's a whole new challenge, with a global community. But those things interest me. I tend to have a little bit of compulsiveness when it comes to organization and structure and tend to go overboard sometimes, but you know, in the end, you know, I believe in efficiency. And so there's a lot of passion in the ecosystem. So, you know, the main thing is to kind of tap into that, build avenues to utilize that passion and talent in whatever capacity it is. And allow them to, you know, help be a part of building Ergo out.
And you've done, speaking of your organization, just to tap you for that, you've done a really nice organizational chart recently. Fantastic. Just out of the blue. Boom. I think this week you must have had a lot of coffee this week because you've just been hitting stuff out of the park day after day. And, you know, we'll see, here's something from this, here's something from this. And you've just been going nonstop. It's been fantastic. Amazing asset to the community. Let's keep going. Tell us about, so when I first looked up your Twitter, when I first started talking to you in the SIG governance, I was like, the Sisyphus push collection, what the heck is that? What's this guy collecting ears or tails or toes or something? What is this thing?
So the Sisyphus collection. So that started off as just even wanting to get a new profile picture. You know, we have a lot of talented artists in the ecosystem, and you know, I wanted something unique that kind of spoke to my passion. So, I kind of touched upon, you know, being big in philosophy. I'm an absurdist. And so, you know, Sisyphus is like the absurdist hero, the embodiment of it. So the imagery of kind of pushing forth in an effort in the face of uncertainty or an absurdness because of your passion for it kind of rings true. And I thought that combining that, instead of pushing a rock uphill, you're pushing Ergo uphill, and you have kind of the embodiment of Ergo 2022, right? So, you know, pretty much the people that are here are passionate, right? And they keep pushing forward, even though everyone around them says the industry is falling apart. So, and the first artist, Scowworks, did an amazing job with it. You know, really impressed me. So, you know, I quickly became addicted. I'm like, well, I wonder what this person's vision would be. So pretty much I went through, I think there's been 21 of them so far. Each artist has been pretty much given that basic concept of a Sisyphean character pushing Ergo uphill. And I've been hands off outside of that. And, you know, I really, you know, again, feel that the artists in the ecosystem are top notch. And I personally want to see Ergo become an ecosystem for artists, because I think the community appreciates good art, and not only just visually appealing art, but interesting ways of utilizing art and utility and building community. So that's kind of been a personal mission of mine, you know, to help build that out and support causes that do.
I was just going to say, for those who don't know Sisyphus, you've been a big advocate for not only artists, but the NFT scene on Ergo as a whole. You're bringing a lot of awareness and running a number of campaigns and things like that as well. Is there something that you can sort of elaborate on? I know there's a number of sort of tweets and spaces you've been holding lately in regards to sort of some competition. Is that something you can sort of share with the community now?
Sure. So, currently we have nominations open for, there you go, the Ergo NFT Awards. So just this year, you know, it's been a lot of work being put in by projects, artists. We've had a lot of new artists come into the ecosystem. So I wanted to recognize that in some way, but at the same time, keep the community engaged and, you know, a down market. And so I might not have had as much lead up time to getting everything rolled out as I wanted to, but then it would have been waited to another year. So, you know, we went ahead with it and, you know, realized we're not as big as other ecosystems, but we came up with 9 categories for people to nominate their various artists and artwork that they enjoyed throughout the year, because you know, the NFT community, at least on the social media, is some of the most active community members and supportive of artists. So I wanted to give them an opportunity to recognize, you know, some of the people that they appreciate. And so right now, through the end of the year, we're taking nominations for that. As you can see, I kind of made a Reddit post, so you can make your nominations there. On the Ergo NFT Discord server, there are channels set up for each category you can make nominations, and then the Twitter links to posts for each nomination. So we got a lot of good nominations so far. I would like to see, you know, tons more. I wanted this job to be difficult for me when the time comes. I just, you know, people who are watching this and are going to nominate, just please, for the artist and the collab pieces, anything that's representing a visual piece, just share that piece with us so we can see it as well. And people can see, you know, why you might enjoy that one the most. So once that's closed off, I'm going to take the top 3 nominations for each category and put it up for a community vote. Talking to some other Sigmanauts right now, to find out various ways that vote can be held outside of doing it on social platforms, but nothing's concrete yet. Have an Ergo artist that's actually making the awards, Niels Dugan, who does some amazing work. He has a verified collection on Sky Harbor. I highly recommend people checking him out. but he makes NFTs and then has actual physical representations of those as well that they mail out with each NFT purchase. And so I'm going to have him create the awards and the NFTs for the winners. And right now I actually got an Ergo raffle going on. It's my first one I created. So yeah, just asking for the community's help a little bit to help fund shipping the awards out to the winners. So we got the NFTs. I'm going to got the physical manufacturing of them covered, but shipping to a global audience can kind of get out of hand quick. But at the same time, I would like to get it to a point where it's not an option for the artist to have to pay shipping to get it. I would like that to go with them. I think there's enough support here in the community where, we can get to that goal. And then if by any chance it goes over that goal, then, that's more money to either embellish those tokens or do other initiatives. So I like to do initiatives in the community, keep people engaged and kind of reward their participation in these hard times. So this isn't the first, and it certainly won't be the last.
Sis, I think it's quite neat that you're that you're rewarding and doing categories and accepting nominations for digital rewards, and you're rewarding out with physical rewards. It's kind of a interesting.
Well, you'll get the his NFTs, actually, that you get the digital NFT that has
Get both, right? Okay.
Yeah. So, and then actually on the back of it, he puts like a QR code that you scan, and it pulls up the token ID page, and it's really neat concept. So I thought it would be a really cool award for the inaugural awards. I want to do this every year and hopefully set up some sort of fundraising mechanism to make it bigger and bigger, and maybe have a live event around it where we get Kushti on presenting the awards, or Joe, maybe Joe or Dan, one for each award. Who knows?
Can reach out and drop the suggestion in there. just a little bit more info. Just where can people find more info? The website you just had up there, QX, and what are the 9 categories? Because there's a number of people who tune in through the podcast side as well, just for their knowledge.
Sure. So, kind of doing this on socials, it got messy real quick. So I have like a little personal website where I keep track of just some of the things I'm doing in the ecosystem, SisyphusPush.com. And so there's a page dedicated to the NFT awards, the various categories. I don't know if I can remember them off my head right now, but we have NFT project of the year, artist of the year, and then artwork of the year. So those are like the big ones. And then we have things such as favorite NFT community, favorite NFT utility, favorite NFT website, favorite new artist, favorite new project, and I think there's one more that I am forgetting somewhere. Oh yes, favorite NFT collaboration. That's like one of my favorite ones. I don't know how I forgot that, because we love our collaboration
collection.
Right. I thought about, putting up one of these for artwork of the year, but honestly I can't even decide. I think I can't even pick which one I would put up there. I would be afraid I would offend an artist, but even offend myself, because I would probably change my mind a day later. So,
yeah. So if you want to seek any more information, jump onto the website. And if you want to help out the community initiative as well, jump into the raffle as well. QX will have them linked in the description below.
Yes, definitely. I want to, this to be a community initiative, 100%. So nominations, voting, and even part of the funding for it. If it can all be community driven, then I think that kind of sticks to who we are, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Very well said. All right, so what's up next, QX?
Well, I wanted to ask Sis one more question.
Sure, go ahead.
without getting too political, how do you feel about the most recent announcement where a certain political figure is selling NFTs of himself? Have you read that today? Yeah. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a little of both for the community? I mean, $99.
Does everything have to be good or bad, though? Can we?
I'm just saying a blend. That's what I mean. It's a little gray. It can be good. It can be some bad too.
It is. It just is. It is. It's humor. And it goes back to my belief. We live in an absurd world, right?
Wait, I don't think it was meant as humor, though. That's.
Well, you know, that's perspective, and
that's
kinda,
true.
You know,
it's the artist's interpretation.
There's
observations,
no universal truths. There's no universal laws. It's just a matter of perspective. So I find it hilarious. You know, I actually did see like three or four of the images just on a kind of a feed that I was scrolling through. And, you know, if he wasn't so scary, it'd be great comedy. I mean, he may still be so.
Did you see that if you bought 45 of them, you got a dinner ticket, I think.
Yeah. Trump steaks mailed to you.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Art 101.
Right.
Okay. Let's speak to the positive things about bringing new members of NFTs people into the ecosystem. That's always a positive thing.
But, you know, to try to answer your question, though, in the most serious way, I mean, I think, you know, exposure is always good. But I think, you know, there's going to be a part of the crowd that, you know, looks at that and kind of sees, you know, kind of reinforces a feeling they already have about them, how they're just kind of a joke. You know, so like I said, I don't think, you know, as much as I love NFTs, you know, utility is the next wave of them. But I think that just overall, philosophy and, you know, how things are approached, you know, within the space is pretty much going to be the next big driving force for the next bear market or bull market. My apologies.
Let's not get it to a next
it's
bear.
It's been a
while.
Trigger another bear.
It's been a long winter, man. I feel like I'm in Winterfell.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been amazing. You have such a good perspective on things, such a nice, even mindfulness about your explanations about everything. So that was fantastic. Can we ask you just to stay a little bit longer? Because we're doing the Sigmanets update, which you're welcome to talk about as well a little bit. And then we can close out from there. You got a few minutes?
Of course. I always love talking to you guys.
Awesome. So next up, we've got the Sigmanauts update segment. And you two gentlemen are very sort of active and sort of organization and then being great community members on that sort of driving front. I've got the social side, the governance side, and the treasury side. Can you give us an update on what's going on those three, please?
Before we move on, can we just acknowledge the fact that CW was one of the first Sigmanauts? I think we just need to put that out there to let everybody remember this. And people like CW coming in and doing a ton of organization with Sigmanauts and other people as well doing documentation and that kind of stuff. And that just leaves a groundwork for people like Sis and myself to come in and build on top of that kind of stuff. So, you know, and I expect this to happen again, you know, in whatever cycle's next. If Sis starts focusing on all NFTs and moves away from the governance committee and myself on something else, on devs or whatever, then there's another group of people that are going to come in and build off on what we've built off on CW is what built off. So it's just an amazing step structure that everybody's a part of and everybody's a little brick in that staircase going up. That's just fantastic. But moving on. Perfect. governance, why don't you give us a little tidbit about what you made for that visual graphic you made this week for the governance committee?
Yeah, and just to kind of pull back, you know, for a second before I get into the governance real quick, you know, I would kind of describe the Sigmanaut program right now as in soft launch or soft opening, right? There isn't, you know, I think, you know, this podcast that you're doing, getting the Twitter handle up and active.
Oh, this is a video cast.
On my back. Oh, wait, we're on video?
We're on Discord, sis.
But these are like the first small kind of, you know, steps in kind of being a forward-facing, you know, group. I think that as we get a lot of the structure figured out, there's going to be a lot more activity and recruiting and so forth. But with that said, I would just advise anyone who is watching this, if you have a passion to help the ecosystem, but you are struggling, you know, to find ways to do so, you know, bring your expertise, bring the things that you're passionate about. And apply to the Sigmanaut program. There's a lot of great minds, great folks in there. And if you bring that passion and that curiosity and the willingness to kind of help, you'll succeed in there, and you'll get to know a lot of great people, and you'll get to do things where you're making a difference in areas where you care about. So for me, you know, governance and kind of putting that structure and kind of setting at ease my compulsiveness was something that I'm passionate about, right? Because, you know, we don't have a lot of people right now, and a lot of those people have, you know, personal lives, how dare they, or they're building things on Ergo. And so it's like you're trying to squeeze as much of that juice as possible out of them, right, as you can. And that's not always easy, and when you do put in that effort, you want to know that it's going towards something and not getting lost you know, in a Discord chat. So laying that foundation and that groundwork for things like mission statement, you know, which we mentioned earlier, which is getting voted on, and kind of moving on to like a structure for committees to carry out work, like, you know, have treasury committees and subcommittees under there, you know, have sets of expectations for Sigma Knots, so that can kind of guide us, and, you know, have opportunities for participation. So if maybe you don't want to be in meetings or you don't want to be in a committee, well, there's bounties available for you to gather information, to organize things. You know, my main goal is for the Sigma Knot program in 2 years be filled with all the Ergonauts that are here now, so we can have our own little community when everyone else is, you know, coming in with the FOMO and Win Lambo and all this and all that. We, you know, we have the people here that are passionate, right? That care about, you know, that philosophy, and, you know, the ethos that are kind of laid out in the manifesto. So I don't want people in the community to have those passions and feel like they're kind of lost in the desert when it comes to building and participating other than just, being an end user.
And as you said, you talked about the treasury a little bit, but I think in your chart you had some really good suggestions for treasury distribution, and giving each subset perhaps their own control of a smaller treasury from the main treasury. So there's going to be a lot of talk about that this Sunday, I think, at our meeting, with that chart that people have been looking at. So that's been fantastic. Any last words, anybody? I don't think I'm going to have to cut too much. I think we've done pretty well. Sorry, go for it, CW.
No, I don't think so. Just in regards to the treasury side of things, the tough part there will be sort of figuring out how to incentivize different people and, all that sort of stuff. Like, that'll be a little bit tricky, but obviously everyone's open to discussion and figuring all this out. It's what the community there is, has been brought in for, and there's some really great minds there to nut everything out, which is fantastic.
And I want to add too that, you know, I sent out a big bunch of text this week to current Sigma Knots, and for those Sigma Knots that are watching, please don't feel like you know, if Zoom meetings aren't your thing, they're not your thing. Nobody's going to convince you otherwise. That's the way it is. So I think a good step forward, at least maybe, those agenda items, we'll post them the week before. We'll post them 6 days in advance. We'll put them up there. If there's something you want to talk about, pop it up there and then link to that in chat and start a little discussion about it. So at least we can link the two together and realize what that discussion item is, so that during the Zoom meeting with in-person people, we can have a better, more understanding of a discussion about the points that you want to bring up, if in fact you don't want to come to the Zoom. So really, don't feel left out if you don't come to the Zoom. There's plenty of opportunity, even though, as you said, sis, that those Discord chats, you feel like you lose stuff when people talk in them. You know, there may be a conversation that's really meaningful, but then by Thursday, it's, you know, 500 scrolls up and you've totally forgotten about it. So that's what those agenda things are for. Put your stuff there, link to it, talk about it. I think we can all participate in the ways that we want to participate and still be counted for and have our voices heard, for sure.
Yeah, and that's part of the great part of, you know, the timing of where we're at with the program right now. It's a great opportunity to kind of help shape and be a voice in how that shape. And so the more representation and diversity we have from the community, The better that program could be built and be a better representation of that community.
Yep, very well said.
All right, so don't forget the Tuesdays, we have the Ergo community chats. We have on Wednesday, we have the amazing Hash It Out with CW, which again, plugging for the show, go on it if you'd like to talk about crypto. Fresh faces
Sis, are fantastic. When are you up, mate?
Yeah, Sis. I feel like Sis could take the whole show and just, you guys can sit back and sip whiskey and Sis could just talk the whole time.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, you know, the new year, we'll get it on the next 2023. We'll get on.
Perfect. We got that recorded, CW. We'll bring him back in January and on the hash it. Perfect. Dev update channel on Wednesday for Discord. That's a little more advanced, but if you want to peek in, that's great. Then they come out with a video on Sunday. And this show, every Friday night, if I get the editing done in time, sometimes it's a little bit later than that.
Just in addition to these as well, we've got another community chat kicking off on Fridays at 2 p.m. as well, which is the Ergo improvement proposals discussion and the road to 6.0, and that'll be on alternating weeks. So by all means, if you have any anything you want to raise, so for instance, just an example, ERP37 was put forth in, that's basically around the difficulty adjustment. It could be you want to raise and put a proposal forward or discuss different alternative measures there. By all means, join these conversations because now you've got the platform to do so.
And that's in the chats, CW?
That'll be in Discord as well. So in the EIP channel for the ERPs, obviously. And then when still up in air, whether we put... put 6.0 in research.
And there's no bridge for Telegram there?
I'm not too sure. I'll have to look into it.
Okay, cool. Well, everybody, thanks so much. Have a great night. Thank you so much for joining us, Sis.
Thank you for having me. It was a fun time talking with you, as always.
Yep, Sis, been a pleasure, mate. QX, once again, always a pleasure. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. It's been another great discussion. Have a good one.
I'm going to...